In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Stuart Weaver, cotton producer in Edmond, Arkansas. This is cut one, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
In the fall of 2002 and going into 2003, we noticed that we had some mare's tail horseweed that we were not controlling like we should. So we threw a red flag up. We thought we may have some resistance. We were killing one and wasn't killing the one right next to it. So we quickly realized that we had a resistance problem. What we did from there is we went in and tried to control it with some of the herbicides. We weren't doing any good there. So we went back to some old practices. We went and put a cultivator together. It was one that we had had for many years ago, but it was stripped down. So we actually had to rebuild it and put it back together. And we were in the cultivators. I hadn't run a cultivator in several years, so we had to go back to that old practice in 2003.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
We were solely relying on Roundup or glyphosate for many years and kind of gotten away from the traditional chemicals and stuff. We learned we've gone back in and started for our mare's tail resistance, adding a pint of 2,4-D in with our Roundup for our burn down, and then adding a dual for any kind of grass control or pigweed.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
Don't do the turn row farming. Get out, walk through the fields, and look and see what you've got. Make sure you're doing a good job with your chemical applications. If you're not, you may have a resistance problem, and you need to go ahead and jump on it fairly early before you get a full field of resistant weeds, and then you've got nothing but a headache in front of you. Go ahead and jump on it early. Don't turn your head and act like you don't have a resistance problem. Go ahead and treat it like a resistance problem, and go ahead and knock it out early, and it will save you a lot of time and money in the future.